your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Back with Jim and Kenny. We are recording this on Friday before the 4th of July. We have an allotment of time with the radio stations. The time we have is 8 minutes and 15 seconds. If we go over that, we feel that what we're talking about right now is pretty important in terms of our opinions on things like critical race theory and some of the other issues that are out there. So if we run over, we will simply take the break for the radio stations and then run this in its entirety as a podcast weekend special. Jimmy, what I find to be interesting is Newsweek came out this morning. It's important to realize this morning is Friday morning, and they said that critical race theory should be banned from schools. You have an opinion on that?
Of course I do. And I think that there is a tremendous amount of pushback coming from parents, as well as, you know, people that have studied history and understand that this entire push for critical race theory is a political action that is really undermining unity in our nation. And I believe that. Yeah, I think that people are beginning to say, this is just ridiculous. You know, we had worked for generations to come to unity through, you know, slavery, through the Civil War, through Reconstruction. Then people like Woodrow Wilson, Democrat, establishing and institutionalizing segregation, and then the fight to separate, to get away from segregation. And then the civil rights fight in the 60s. Most of these efforts were actually led by conservatives and by Republicans in order to unify this country. And now we've got very loud progressives and Democrats attempting to use critical race theory as an entree into education in order to separate and identify different people. And I believe it's a much deeper problem. A lot of people are talking about basically Marxist ideology and theory behind it, which is to divide America. And I think it's dangerous. I think we have to have faith in our history. We have to have understanding that we've made mistakes but need to work towards a better future and not identify each other by our race or color, but by equality and by our character. And that's exactly what Martin Luther King said. Let judge by the content of my character.
I agree. Martin Luther King was a great man. I also want to say that I find what you're saying to be 100% true. America has admitted its mistakes. American citizens have admitted their mistakes. The progressives, I believe, totally for political reasons, have fought against that and said that the conservatives are just a group of evil people. And I have to say that when America came together as a country, ended segregation, and admitted the faults of some of the historical faults that we made, I think for people not to admit that is, I don't want to say anything other than I think it's a real mistake. I had a conversation yesterday at book club about the concept of communism in America. The book club members who were there yesterday said that they strongly feel that Putin was 100% correct when he recently said that America will turn a communistic. I'm very sorry that that happens to be the situation today. All I can do is warn about it. I feel very, very badly for Sarah and Kyle's sons, my twin grandsons, because they're going to be right in the middle of it, and I feel very badly about that. I'm not sure how we got to this point, but I really, truly do believe, Jimmy, what are you doing? I really, truly believe, really do believe that that's where we are at, and the only thing that I can do as a 76... even the dog is angry. And the only thing that, and angry again, the only thing that I can do as a 77-year-old man is get together with all of the bloggers on my site and keep opining on this issue, because I believe that we are 100% correct. Doesn't matter if it's me in the United States. It doesn't matter if it's Tony in England. It doesn't matter if it's some of the folks, Larry, for example, in Colorado, Jerry and CFS back in the Midwest. It really doesn't matter who brings it up, but we have to keep this issue in the forefront. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
I think that this weekend is the 4th of July, that we should reestablish those ties to the sacrifices that the very young and idealistic leaders.
You got a great audience with Stephanie's dog attempting to guard the house in the background. This little guy weighs about 8 pounds. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, so we need to reestablish our faith in the sacrifices that were made by the people that created this nation and the wonderful documents that came out of it, the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July, and then eventually the Constitution, and the sacrifices that people have made since that time in order to preserve this nation based on freedom of thought and speech. And I think that most of us, and I know a lot of our friends here, the older ones, are watching this, and they've watched the decline of America for a long time. I do believe that there is enough people in America that they're willing to stand up and say, this is just not the right way to talk to each other. It's not, you can't silence people. You can't allow tech and corporate globalists to control our future. You can't allow pharmaceutical companies and the CDC and people like Tony Fauci to control and dictate our future. And I think that pushback is coming. I think as we must absolutely continue to educate our people and our children on the values that this nation was built on and the ideals that we're working towards, and not alienate us because of the failures of the past.
Well, I have to say that the failures of the past oftentimes have been done by people who I don't have a lot of respect for. They are people who aren't willing to look at both sides or all sides of every story. There are people who are run by emotions, and typically there are people who really don't stop and think and evaluate the progression of America. America is, in my opinion, on the way down. It was the greatest country in the world. We came in World War II, saved Great Britain, saved France, saved the Jewish race, in my opinion. A lot of my progressive friends will say, well, that's totally untrue. And
we saved the world.
I'm sorry?
We saved the world.
Exactly.
From oppressive communist authoritarianism, and we're going to have to do it again.
If we have the opportunity, as long as our leaders do what they're doing right now and don't wake up, I think we're going to be in trouble personally. Jimmy, we're out of time here, but I'm going to just simply take a commercial break, as I have to do for the radio stations. Anybody who wants to hear the rest of what we have to say, go to our website, www.kereport.com.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.